Shot with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
amen, I shot. Blank and Abdallah filling in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. You can listen to our show weeknights from 6 to 8. We are here in for Cap and Jay Hood today. Every single day at 8 o'clock in the morning, we hear Shot or No Shot with Shay Norling. Hello, Shay.
It's my favorite segment of the day.
Good morning, boys. Shot or No Shot is brought to you by Points Bet Sportsbook at Club Hawthorne. Club Hawthorne, put a little more action into your weekend. One of Hawthorne's 16 newly remodeled betting bars, or bet the races from home or on the go with the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Also, if you sign up for Club Hawthorne right now before the new year, you're entered to win $12,000 cash on January 1st. So, pretty good.
Shot. No shot.
Is that Cap's favorite sound right there? The galloping of his beloved secretariat, right? Those are the hooves that are galloping past. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's secretariat's laminitis.
I wish I had lunch with the horse. He would have paid.
He was telling me that story a week ago.
He would have paid?
Well, yeah, secretary kept the in the main. He kept his wallet in the main.
Do you think that you know that psychology thing that they did? I can't think of the name right now.
About
it's
humans
early.
Who love horses?
No. About the thing with the dog and the bell, and whenever the bell would sound, they would put food, so they would start salivating
Pavlov.
For food. Pavlov's dogs. Yeah. Thank you. It's early, man. I've been doing nothing but eating edibles and playing FIFA for 5 days, so the brain's a little mushy. Do you think that you could test? Like Cap's heart rate or something like that. Whenever you play that sound, do you think if you put him on like a heart monitor,
do you think he's
like, whoa, what is that?
No, but I think like if you play it at any point throughout the day, like if you follow Cap around with speakers and then you just played that sound, no matter what situation he's in, he would immediately go, "Good morning, sweetheart. I love you."
That's so weird.
Just uncontrollably, that's what he would do.
That's so weird.
Like, he's out to dinner with his family, and you just play the secretary.
Mindy, hold on.
Good morning, sweetheart.
There's a horse here. I've got to find it.
All right, what do we got? Shot. No shot.
All right, let's hear from Justin Fields. He can't hide his displeasure with the way the NFL officials have treated him.
It's been, like, just too many times this year where, you know, I felt like I've gotten hit late or something like that, and there's been no flag. So, I mean, I'm going to be on the refs, like, you know, like, just, you know, looking for a call. But, you know, when I think it's a flag, then, you know, I'm going to, you know, ask the ref. And, you know, on Sunday he said that he didn't think it was a foul. But, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to, you know, be begging for those calls and just hope that I get, you know, one in the near future. So, yeah.
That one specifically, though? When you
I thought, you know, I don't know. I felt like I was down, and then I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, coming back. So I'm like, well, pause. But just gonna ask those refs for those calls. But yeah.
So for those who don't know.
Yeah, explain this one, Abdallah.
Explain
this one.
Pause.
Yeah,
is,
go ahead.
Pause.
By all means.
No, pause is Gen Z phrasing.
Oh.
Pause is when Gen Z wants to say phrasing,
sure.
They say, Jake, am I wrong?
Yeah. Pause, yeah.
Yes. You say pause instead of saying phrasing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just letting everybody know.
What else is out there,
I'm just letting everybody know. I'm just letting everybody know that when Justin Fields says pause, he's like phrasing.
Now, did we get clearance on this one? I know Zerman's on the West Coast.
I'm going to be honest.
He's director of content here at ESPN 1000. Did we clear that we're allowed to play that?
He's not awake.
Is that, Jake, did you reach out? Shay, did you reach out this morning? Are we allowed to play?
I felt like I was down, and then I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, coming back. So I'm like, well, pause.
Did we clear that? Did anyone reach out to Danny?
Better to ask forgiveness than permission, Chris.
Now, he is the quarterback. He's the number one guy. This is the star of the city.
I felt like I was down, and then I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, coming back. So I'm like, whoa, pause.
Is there a shot or no shot here, or were you just playing the audio?
No, I'm going to be honest. The shot or no shot relates to the first half, talking specifically about not getting calls. I didn't realize that both halves of that cut were going to be involved there. question is totally unrelated to the ridiculousness of the back end of that
game. Shot or no shot?
I did
Justin
know.
Justin Fields is a dead man walking because he won't get any calls.
Did Bears PR wanted to respond to that?
Do you guys know,
did Bears PR have to respond?
They put out a press release that just said pause.
Pause. Man, he is awesome. He's hilarious. He's the best.
My question.
That's my number one quarterback.
I feel like we should just move on. My question, shot or no shot, Fields holding officials accountable is the best way to get star calls.
Yeah, I mean, you see it in the NBA. You see it in soccer. I would hope that, like, to me, today on Sunday, that was blatant. But that was blatant. Like, the problem is all these veteran quarterbacks get these calls, but for some reason, Justin Fields doesn't. And, like, that would, to me, that was a blatant call right there.
Yeah, it's a shot. And I would say, I think Justin Fields should take it a step farther. I think he needs to not go back to the huddle, and he needs to make a bigger stink in the face of the official when this continues to happen.
Yeah.
This has been happening all season long. He gets hit after he's given himself up, and he gets hit in the head too, which not only are you not allowed to be hit, you're not allowed to be hit in the head, especially as a quarterback.
Yeah.
And it consistently happens. And quite honestly, I'm a little surprised that Eberflus hasn't lost his mind on the sidelines in defense of his franchise quarterback. He kind of like they'll cut to the sideline and Eberflus is like, ho hum.
Well, he's all right, very
next play. And it's like, what are we doing here? There should be a bigger problem of the players on the field and the quarterback and the head coach losing their damn minds in the face of the official.
Wasn't that always the criticism of Lovie Smith, though, that he was too stoic on the sideline? And, like, he didn't really go off on people on the sideline. Like, he didn't go off on refs. He didn't go off on players. He didn't do any of that. Like, the Bears can send the video of that to the league and to the officiating office and be like, what the hell?
It does
like,
nothing. Watch for this stuff. Hindsight, it does nothing
no,
good.
No, in hindsight, what do you want it to do? Award him a penalty and they get to come back here and replay the game?
Like, I understand why being stoic and having an even keel throughout a game is it matters in the NFL. Like, part of the brilliance of Tom Brady's career is like living for another play and eventually just hanging around so long that you went out at the end. That was why the Patriots were so great when Belichick and Brady were together. But in this situation, you cannot allow your quarterback to get hit the way that Fields has after plays have ended.
Yeah,
it's insane.
No, I agree with you. Shot.
So, all right.
Shot.
There you go, Shay.
I felt like I was down, and then I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, coming back. So I'm like, whoa, pause.
Shot or no shot? What's next?
I'm gonna pivot to the Bulls.
Is that Cap's cut eligible? Is that going to be in the serving for
later
today?
We've got a few options. We're putting them on the scales right now, seeing what comes out.
Okay.
Got a few options.
Seeing what comes?
Yeah.
All right.
Out.
That's enough. After a loss.
Daddy likey.
Can I get through this, please?
No. It's better this way. It is far better in this
is
situation.
Fun.
Yeah,
this
come on. You're not used to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome to what we bring tonight, 6 to 8, Bleck and Abdallah. Good luck. What do you have for shot or no shot?
After a loss that multiple players called, quote, embarrassing, giving up 150 points to Minnesota and reportedly including a blowout fight at halftime, the Bulls rebounded last night with a win over Miami. Still, the bench has been inconsistent and high scoring from the quote unquote big three hasn't always resulted in wins. So shot or no shot, it's too late for the Bulls to actually turn this around.
I would say shot. I don't think one win against Miami with their best players on the bench means really a whole heck of a lot of anything. You're 12-18. The Heat are a 500 team at this point, and you looked good last night, but I think the problems are much deeper between Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and the, quote, stars of this team. Your guy got max money in the offseason. He got his paper, and no surprise to me, a clutch sports player is now behind the scenes having issues with an organization. Smells like he wants to go to the coast. I would imagine he wants to go to L.A. and he wants to play with LeBron. That's what this smells like. Is that not what is taking place here with Shams Charania's report yesterday, that he and the organization don't see eye to eye after they just made him the max player of this team this offseason?
I think also the Heat are a 500 team. Like, they're not great. Yeah,
and Jimmy Butler didn't play. Yeah. Kyle Lowry's injured.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
here's the thing. I just like to take this opportunity to remind people that I was yelled at and laughed at and ridiculed, and tomatoes were thrown at me in the street when I said that the Bulls would not make the playoffs this year. And people were, I was lambasted. I was ridiculed. I was thrown into the street like a dog with a people name, a dog named Adam.
Adam the dog.
Adam the dog. That was me, scrounging for scraps. But no, I told you this team sucked. This team is not good. A little fisticuffs in the locker room, that's not going to fix anything. You can't score, and you can't defend. You can't do anything. You think, you think because now everybody's all kumbaya that you're going to start beating teams? This team's awful. You got to do something. And the longer you wait to do something, the worse it's going to get, because the better that draft, the worse that draft pick is going to get. You keep winning these dumb games, guess what? That top, and you blow it up at the deadline, before the deadline, and that pick's not top four. It was all for nothing. What's the point?
If we're going to do I Told You So Radio, I mean, listen, Zach LaVine, you and I have been discussing him for years on our night show, and even when we were on in the weekends, he's not a winning player.
Mm-hmm.
And you tied your franchise to a non-winning player. He has nice box scores. So celebrate that, Bulls fans. I know Bulls fans are really into Stacey King's highlight scripter on the TV when there's a highlight dunk.
Yeah.
They really like that. So that's cool for them. I prefer wins, and Zach LaVine is not a winning player. He doesn't play max defense throughout a game. He has the worst shooting percentage in clutch time in the NBA this season.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he's usually standing on the side pouting while DeRozan's doing all the hard work in the fourth quarter.
Someone's mad.
So I would say not a winning player, and this is not going to
no shot
make a difference. Shay, one more shot or no shot.
I do have one more shot or no shot. A few nights ago, the NBA played a game in Mexico, the Heat and the Spurs. Jimmy Butler had 26 points in that game. He credited his performance on eating crickets in Mexico. He said eating the Mexican crickets got him to score 26 points. He then missed last night with a gastrointestinal issue. Shot or no shot, the crickets caused Jimmy Butler to miss the game last night.
Ooh. What kind of crickets were they? Not crotch, right?
I don't think they were crotch crickets, no.
Cap and J-Hood mornings on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Cap, J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
You know that you're home on the phone right now, Chris. I'm on the phone with Chauncey. Chauncey doesn't know that we're on the air right now.
Oh, he doesn't.
So he just
swore. Nice.
I hope you didn't hear that.
No, I didn't. Just a nice phone call.
Yeah, just a nice phone call. What's up, Chauncey? What can I help you with?
Now we can't hear this conversation. But
he wants to know what time we should have him on tomorrow.
Oh, he's coming on tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we're in for Cap and J-Hood. Right. You want to do 8:50 tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do it.
8:50 in the morning.
Shay, is that good? 8:50
is that okay,
tomorrow?
Shay?
Can we have Chauncey on?
Chauncey can play Deal Breakers with us tomorrow.
All right, yeah. All right, cool. All right, we'll do 8:50 tomorrow. All right, Chauncey? All right, no. Hey, no apologies
necessary.
It's a one-sided
combo.
All right. Bye, Chauncey.
That had to happen on the air? You couldn't take that call in the break?
I think it was better.
Nacho and Berwyn, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Nacho?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I have two things. One, like I said, I'm from Berwyn. We throw rubber chickens at weird statements. So Eddie from the North Side, rubber chicken coming in hot for saying that Justin Fields is a number three quarterback. I don't know what quarterback he's watching on Sundays, but that's completely ridiculous. And there's a rubber chicken coming in hot from Bob from Green Bay. So I'm pretty sure he's still talking right now, because that guy took like 5 minutes to spit out a 1 or 30 second statement. But for all Bears fans, no worries. Justin Fields is going to be awesome. I say 2 years, and we're going deep into the playoffs for sure. Thanks for the call, guys.
Well, Nacho, before you hang up, explain this rubber chicken situation. What's this rating system that you have there, the rubber chickens?
Yeah, the rubber chicken for stupid comments. You guys have watched Sven Gulli, have not?
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm.
Rubber chicken's coming in hot from Berwyn.
Thank you, Nacho. Thank you for the phone call. That's outstanding. I like that. I think Nacho should bring the rubber chickens to Cap'n J Hood each and every day.
It can be like his own thing. He could just call in and be like, guys, my rubber chicken of the weekend goes to, yeah, like, I like it. I like it. Get a joke store to sponsor it. Do they still have joke stores?
Yeah.
Remember those joke stores?
Sure.
Like, you go and you buy, like, whoopee cushions and all the gum
there's pranksters and jokesters out there.
Are there still original pranksters out there?
Yeah. Haven't you seen TikTok?
Oh, well, yeah, but they just film stuff. That's just stupid.
But could you imagine the blow to the jokester, the realm, the world that they live in, if for some reason the government shuts down TikTok? It'd be the end to pranksters.
Can I tell you the latest prank I saw on TikTok? It was in the Friday folder last week. We didn't even get to it in the Friday folder.
Because they talk too much?
Yes. This woman's leaving a grocery store, and these two guys take like a ring of grocery carts and wrap them around the car so that she can't get to the car.
Oh no!
And they tell her that they work at the store, and the manager told them that they were supposed to do this. So she goes back into the store asking for the manager, who isn't there, because her car is surrounded by shopping carts. Wasted 2 hours of her life.
So she can't.
Just to film this on TikTok.
She can't take them apart. They're connected.
Yeah, the carts are all connected in a circle.
Now, is she in on it? Are the original pranksters friends of hers? Like,
no,
does she
was,
know?
Like, crying in the video that I saw. This
you,
is like 3 weeks
you believe
ago.
It? Because everything on TikTok is fake. Everything's phony.
That is true.
Everything's like, I'm going to go prank my wife. And then they set up, you know, a balloon of shaving cream or something.
I was watching those. There's that one guy that does it. It's like 10 in a row. Oh my God. That is grounds for divorce.
It's fake.
If you do. What do you mean it's fake?
It's all fake.
You think that's not real paint?
Sir, nothing on TikTok.
So it's not real stuff that's being.
In the world of clout, nothing is real.
So it's not real.
Nothing
You're telling
is.
Me that it's CGI.
Everything.
It's CGI.
Yes.
It's fake.
Yeah.
James
no way.
Cameron directed the TikToks.
AI technology.
That's not fake.
Yeah. Everything is fake. That's just the world today. Nothing is real.
No,
everything is fake.
No.
Blackie and Abdallah, we're in for Cap'n J Hood. Nothing is real. Everything is fake.
Oh, we taped this like 3 days ago.
This show. And that's why it's now time to hear from Mo in Frankfurt. Hello, Mo.
I how you guys doing?
Oh, hello, Mo.
Hi, Mo.
Hey, guys. Man, I don't know. I went to bed last night. You guys weren't on the radio. And I wake up this morning and you guys are on the radio.
We weren't on the radio
last night.
We were off yesterday.
Game on the
That's
radio
what I mean.
Night.
You guys weren't on
Boca
the radio
Raton.
Last night.
We weren't on the radio.
Ah.
You were not. Tyler was. Yes, I listened to him.
He was not on.
He was not on the radio either. There was a bowl game.
It was
okay,
Monday
somebody
night.
Was on. Wasn't you guys.
Nobody was on. There was a football game on.
Song of the Morning? That's a good time for that right now, huh? Song of the Morning.
No, we're this is the Cap'n J Hood show. So we're keeping the Cap'n J Hood bits. Mm-hmm. We're keeping that in the Black and Abdallah Song of the Night that will be on the night program because Jesse Rogers is hosting Black and Abdallah this evening. So I can't wait to hear what he picks for the Song of the Night at 6:50. In case you miss it later on this evening, tweet us. Let us know what Jesse picks for the Song of the Night at 6:50. I'm sure he'll have a great song this evening.
So Jesse's doing Black and Abdallah. So you're doing okay. I'm not confused anymore. Well, no, yeah, I'm actually. But any dogs named Mo out there?
Oh, you want me to search? Of dogs named Mo. I'm sure.
Mo.
I'm sure there's. But the question is, are there dogs named Muhammad?
Okay, so for Mo, there are 16 dogs named Mo and 0 people.
Oh, so it's a dog name.
If you want Muhammad, uh-oh. I can search Muhammad.
How are you spelling Muhammad?
Let's see.
My name is not Muhammad. It's Mahmoud.
Well, oh, I thought it was Muhammad. Sorry, my bad. Mahmoud. Mahmoud.
Yes, sir.
I know how to spell it.
I'm going to buy two dogs. I'm going to buy two dogs. One named Chris, one named Adam.
Not found.
I'm going to name my dog.
Let's see, Chris.
I'm going to give my dog names my dog's very Arabic names from now on. I'm going to name a dog Mahmoud. I'm going to name a dog Abdul Karim.
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
Mo, hey, do you have any show notes like for us this morning? Do you have any show notes?
So far, the official show note is going to be. This is an official Black and Abdallah show this morning, and I love
Cap'n
it.
J
you guys
Hood.
Keep bringing it.
Well, thank you, Mo. Thanks, you.
Mo.
Love you.
All right. Thank you.
Love you.
Need you.
No, that's always weird. The need you.
The need you one is weird to me.
Do you guys, Shay and Jake, is that weird to you, the need you?
It's all weird. Thank you. Love you. Need you.
I like it. It's like, yeah, I get it.
It makes Jake feel needed, so I get why that's good. Somebody has to make him feel needed.
Daddy kind of likey.
All right. It's enough. Man.
Jake, you've been working this shift way too long.
I'm glad you enunciated.
Save me.
You've been working this shift. Because that could be taken out of context.
Banks and Homewood, you're on ESPN 1000. Hello, Banks.
Good morning. I'm glad I've been listening to this Zach LaVine evaluation. I don't think it's his fault. I think you what give Zach LaVine a max contract when he is not a well-around player. The Bulls are going to be stuck with that contract for 5 years. But he's always played like that. I don't think it's his fault, though. I think who's ever at the top of the Bulls evaluating talent. And I'd love to have Bobby Portis and Lauri Markkanen back. If you could get rid of LaVine for those two guys, the Bulls aren't that far away, I don't think.
So you don't ask more from your all-star players? Is that the case there, Banks?
He's never been an all-around player. The Bulls should have let him go or traded him. I mean, he's going to be the Russell Westbrook of the Bulls. If they keep him, they won't be able to trade him, and the Bulls will be at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. It was ridiculous to sign that man to a max contract.
Well, they backed themselves into a corner. If you wanted Zach to be traded, that had to happen like 2 years ago. When Black and Abdallah were talking about it. We were saying that that's what was going to happen, is that if you wait, you're going to be backed into a situation where you're going to have to sign him to a long-term deal. I'll disagree with you on this idea, though, Banks. They're not stuck with the contract. They're going to he'll be traded.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, but that's how the NBA works.
Russell Westbrook. Yeah.
Well, but that's how the NBA works. Star gets bag. Star gets unhappy. Star forces his way to the next destination. That's just how it works.
Zach LaVine is not a star. He's never been an all-around player. And for the Bulls to evaluate that, I think it's at the top. The people who are making the talent evaluation decisions for the Bulls need, and my last comment, Donovan puts five guards on the court. He did it against the Knicks. He did it again last night. He did it in Minnesota. You can't have three-point guards and DeRozan as the power forward and Jones as the center and expect to win a game. And that's my last comment. It's a joke. Three-point guards, DeRozan at power, and Jones at center. That's ridiculous.
Well, Banks, that's how the NBA is played today. You can go small. I mean, that's just how it is. Watch the league.
Yeah.
And lose.
Well,
and
I mean, I think that speaks more to the overall talent of the team, but teams play four guards a lot. And that's
how many
successful teams.
And Steph Curry is gone. And how much did the Knicks beat the Warriors by last night?
Yeah, by
30,
a lot.
40 points?
Yeah.
Because the Warriors had two or three offensive rebounds and the Knicks had 15 or 20. The same thing they did against the Bulls. If you're going to miss threes, you need some power to get those rebounds. And that's what the Knicks are finally doing.
Yeah, and they're also playing guards.
Check it out.
So, like, if you watched the two games last week against the Knicks are playing guards, so...
Well, yes, but they have two powers on the court all the time. You got to have somebody that's going to rebound. Somebody. That's what's sad for me. I think the league is going to turn around, because if you're going to miss 30 out of 50 threes, somebody needs to get the offensive rebounds.
All right, Banks, you sound like a good basketball fan. So what was your favorite decade of NBA hoops?
It had to be the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, that sounds like a point guard that backs them down, don't you?
Well, the Bulls had a team called the Dobermans in 93.
Tell us about it.
They called them Dobermans.
Why did they call them the Dobermans?
Huh.
Were they the dog show too?
Rebounding, rebounding, and defense. If anybody remembers Portland in the playoffs, Portland was beating the Bulls by about 15 to 20 points. Jordan was on the bench,
right? Because you needed scrappy defenders,
and the Dobermans were out there, and they turned that game around. I mean, the Dobermans were defense, rebounding, and they had the Bulls had a top 3-point shooter on every team. Every team they had at least one top 3-point shooter. Paxson, Kerr. Tucker, you could name it.
So let me get this straight. They played well based on 3-point shooting and rebounding.
And they had the best player in the league, two of the best players in the league, but everybody else accepted their roles. And the Bulls are close. The Bulls aren't a losing team. They just screwed up by Banks. Siding LaVine.
Banks, question for you real quick. How many times did Jordan score 7 points in the fourth quarter in overtime of a game?
Oh, I don't know that.
Exactly. Jordan he's your best player. Yeah, right? You should probably be scoring more than 7 points in the fourth quarter in overtime of a close game, right? Not just staying on the sideline watching you know, Robin do all the work. You should probably be the guy, right?
You know, Jordan is what he is, but if you're going to double, triple team Jordan, he did give the ball up to some of the – I'm sure the top three-point shooters in the history are Kerr, Paxson, you know, Hanson, you can name it.
Paxson, Paxson, top three-point shooter of all time. I agree.
That sounds
right. Let's not fact track that.
No.
That sounds good. Right.
Yeah,
let's go with that.
Clutch threes.
And Cartwright.
Clutch three.
Down low,
yeah,
right?
Clutch threes.
Cartwright was at the end of his career, but he was a man.
Yeah.
He was a man.
He was a man.
A lot of men on that team. Got these boys out here now, right? Chris. These guys got to grow up.
Rebounding and defense. I'm telling you, it was serious.
Banks.
And they called him Dobermans for a reason.
It's a man's game, is it not?
Always has been. A young man's game.
a young man.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's right. Absolutely. You got to play defense. Or if the Bulls could find a couple of men, and they should have did that last year, because DeRozan can score. They have scores, but the rebounding and defense.
DeRozan.
Who is that?
DeRozan.
A man.
Vooch.
A man. Vooch is. He's just too slow. I wish we had Wendell Carter back.
No, quick. Man or not a man, Banks.
Yeah,
man
roster.
Or not a man.
Caruso.
Oh, he's a man. He's just not his slow, his inability to defense. The Bulls can't defense
Caruso,
a pick and roll.
Caruso? They cannot. Caruso.
A man. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
Derrick Jones.
Absolutely. He's okay.
This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
The Bulls won last night over the Heat, 113-103. We're talking Bears football as well this morning as the Bears prepare for the Bills, Week 16 in the NFL. They'll face off on Saturday at Soldier Field. Also, news overnight, the Giants failed to sign Carlos Correa, and the Mets swoop in. That's right. The New York Mets give Correa a 12-year deal for $315 million.
Yeesh.
So the Mets have spent almost $800 million in this offseason, adding Verlander, Quintana, lots of players added to the Mets roster. The latest, Carlos Correa, is Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, just throwing all kinds of money at Correa and other free agents, as it's clear that if you want to win in sports and win in a big fashion, big way, you have to spend money as an owner in today's current landscape in all of professional sports. It's Black and Abdallah filling in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Abdallah, we were off yesterday, and I was doing some Christmas shopping.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
What did you get me?
Well, not for you, just for others. I've got a couple of secret Santas at play for this weekend. Well, that's a way to do it with adults. Right, like no one needs anything, so you do one.
I am an adult. I buy what I need throughout the year.
Yeah, no one needs it. But the Secret Santa is a great way to get this done, right? Mm-hmm. So yesterday, we were at a department store.
Ooh.
Big box type of thing.
Big box or department store?
Well, aren't they the same?
No, a big box store is like Costco, right? Or Sam's Club?
I think big box is anything non-mom and pop.
Oh, okay. I don't know then. You might be breaking news to me.
Well, I could be wrong. I'll be comfortable with
being
wrong.
No, you're in a department store. It's not part of the story.
I was at a department store. We were standing in line. And I had this thought. It's very stupid. So you guys can tell me if it's a stupid thought.
It's probably stupid.
You know the advent calendars that they have?
Oh, yeah.
Right. They count down to Christmas.
Yeah.
We're only a couple days away from Christmas.
It's Sunday.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you buy an advent calendar today, shouldn't it be on discount?
1,000%.
Right?
Like, this is like going to the... There's a... You know what? Actually, remember when we were at Hawthorne Mall? When we were at Dave & Buster's?
Yeah.
One of the stores that was still standing was a damn calendar store.
Sure.
Like, all those calendars should be on discount once you hit, like, the middle of January.
It's only good for a handful of days.
Yeah.
The whole point of the advent calendar is to count down to Christmas.
Now, what kind of advent calendar was it? Because
it had treats in it.
Okay, because... Some of them just have chocolate in it, but now you see the higher end ones, like Carmen has one that has whiskey in it.
Sure.
There are various beer places around the city that put beer, and it's like a big case, and you pull out a beer per day. So, like, people, like, I understand that not being on discount because you're paying for, like, all of the beer and all of the whiskey. But if it's just, like, little chocolatey treats, a discount.
Well, so I'm standing in line with my wife, and she looks at me, and she goes, first of all, this is a bit. Not interested in your bit. Second of all, you're an idiot.
She knows this too. You know how many times my wife says that to me?
And I said, well, this is not a bit. It's a thought that I have. If you want to quantify every single thought I have as a bit, then that's on you. But this is a thought that I'm thinking of. And she goes, well, there's still products in there. You have to pay full price for the products. I go, but it defeats the purpose. If I wanted to go buy whiskey, I could go buy whiskey. If I wanted to buy chocolate, I could go buy chocolate. The whole point is that you open it before Christmas. And the whole point of the calendar is the countdown. If the countdown is wiped away, there's no point to having the calendar. And she said I was an idiot for thinking that.
I don't think you're being an idiot. I think that it depends on what is inside of said advent calendar, right? If it's just dumb chocolate, and as Nick points out in the Twitch chat, they have ones for cheese now, which sounds disgusting.
Yeah, they do have cheese ones.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't want cheese.
You can put all kinds of things in the
salami one. They got meats. They got little hot dogs.
Hard salamis. Why not?
I think that it depends on what it is, but yeah, it should be a discount depending on what it is. Because what, you're just going to open them all in the one sitting to catch up? What are you going to do?
Yeah, right. You force feed all these candies, or are you going to wait for it for next year?
No, I mean, what's the expiration date? If it's chocolate or treats, it might expire soon.
The whole point is
the
countdown.
Whiskey and beer don't... I mean, beer does expire. Whiskey doesn't really expire.
It should be discounted. And so here's my other thought. So we jump from one department store to the other. Now we're in Nordstrom's. We're at Old Orchard, right? And we need to return something. And so we stop at a desk in the middle. You know how they have the desks in the middle of different clothes departments within Nordstrom? You know what I'm talking about there? Mm-hmm. It's like there's one or two people there. They're clearly trying to sell the goods in that section. Mm-hmm. So we go up to the desk. And we have a couple of returns, online orders to return. And the guy looks at us and he goes, we can't return items here. You can buy something, but you can't return it here.
Say what?
And he goes, the line for returns is over there. And the camera pans, and we see to the front of the store, and it's like 25 people deep.
Yeah, okay.
And we're like, okay. So then we go, and we get in line, and we wait. No issue. We're waiting, right? Jacket's on. It's hot in there. It's cold outside. You have all this stuff. You have bags, right? And there's a lady walking down the line asking each person in line if they have a return or an online pickup. And each person is saying, I have a return. And verbatim, she's going, you could go to any desk to return that. And so she gets to us and she goes, you have an online pickup or do you have a return? And I look at her, I go, we have a return. And she goes, well, you can go to any desk. I go, that guy right there just told us you can only return over here. She's like, well, that's not true.
Oh.
And Autumn goes, the reason they're doing that is because they only want to get sales.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're working on commission.
Well, I don't think the returns count against them.
No, but they're not making a sale.
Yes, correct.
If they're spending time with your stupid returns, they're not selling.
Correct.
Okay, so we stand there for an extra minute, and then we say, all right, let's go try the desk. And as we're walking up to the desk, a lady, like, creeps up from the side. So I'm not saying that she beat us to the desk, but it was a tie.
All right.
Tie goes to the creeper, I guess, in this
tie
situation.
Tie goes to the old lady.
Well, a creeper. So
boy,
she crept to the
it's
side.
It's holiday season,
well,
Chris.
She did the hand,
it's,
and
it's
she...
It's a holiday season.
He was looking at us, but she stole the signal. All right? She was on second
it's
stealing
signal. It's
the
holiday season. Where do you have to be?
Well, we already waited 20 minutes in line to make the return.
You've got nothing else to do.
I kid you not. Out of her mouth goes, I need to buy 7 gift cards.
No!
And he looks at her and she goes, I don't know which gift cards I want.
No. No.
So he goes, no. You know what, ma'am?
No.
I can help you with that.
Ugh.
He proceeds to gather a pile of gift cards and then starts showing her, here's a snowman. Here's a Santa Claus. This one's a Christmas tree.
Oh,
this one says
no.
Happy New Year.
No.
And she has no idea what she wants.
No.
And I look to Autumn and she goes, I'm going to blank and kill myself.
No.
And she and I start circling the store to find one person in the shoe department who wasn't helping anyone. And finally, he allowed us to make the return.
Don't you, if you're a person...
I want to buy 7 gift
in
cards.
In society... And you don't know what you want, isn't the, I'm going to stand here and figure out what I want while the line
nope.
dies down.
No, she stole the signal.
Ugh.
She jumped in. She cut us.
I hate people.
Shay, what would you do in that situation?
Dead lady walking.
Dead
yeah, right.
lady walking.
Exactly.
Deal
She's
breaker, get out of
walking.
The way.
I would actually point blank. Are you effing kidding me?
Just that loud?
Get loud enough line. So she hears you, so then she has to, like, make the turn.
I
and
might
yeah.
tap her on the shoulder and ask straight up.
Excuse me,
turn
ma'am.
Turn around, lady. Are
Step
you
away.
Effing kidding me?
Step aside.
I need 7 gift cards, Step. But I don't know which cards
she
I want.
She was probably paying with a checkbook, too.
Oh, oh man. No. No.
Well, and,
then you
know,
take her legs out.
You know,
no, I'm sorry.
The employee, his eyes lit up because he probably thought she was throwing hundreds on these
oh,
gift cards.
Oh, yeah. I'm making $700 here.
No. You know she's putting $5
oh,
per gift card.
What are you
card.
Buying at Nordstrom for $5?
She's an old lady. You know these are little stocking stuffers.
That's not even tax at a Nordstrom.
Jake, what if you see the little old lady?
I'd like to buy 7 gift cards, but I don't know which ones I want.
You think this Gen Zer is walking into a brick and mortar?
I do the death stare. That's it.
So you wouldn't
and
say
I
anything.
Wait for her to turn around to see me. I don't do anything. I just wait there.
No.
And
so
then
no.
do the death
can't
stare.
See you anyway.
Do you guys have your shopping done?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're
shopping
all done?
Been done.
Except I had a dilemma
been,
where...
Been done.
What do you mean, been done? What,
been
what
done.
Did you do?
It's done.
How?
Don't worry about it.
Where'd you go?
The internet.
That's lame.
No, it's not.
You gotta get out with the people, man.
I did get out with the people. I ordered from a small business. Thank you very much. You're welcome, small businesses. I had to pick it up from the store.
You gotta see what the people are doing.
I see what the people are doing.
You gotta
I don't
see how
be a part
annoying
of
people are.
Dude, I would have taken that girl's legs out. Oh, my God. I'd have been like, old lady, you better have a cane. Because something is going down. Because, no, that is why I shop online. That's why I shop online.
Because of the little old ladies.
Yeah, I put in my time at retail during the holidays, and I refuse to be a part of that scene.
Black and Abdallah, we're in for Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood mornings on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Talking Bears with you here on ESPN 1000. Black and Abdallah filling in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning right here on ESPN 1000. And the ESPN Chicago app. We'll talk Bears with you in 5 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. Justin, listening on the ESPN Chicago app in Dallas. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Justin?
Hey, good morning, Black and Abdallah. I hope y'all having a happy holiday.
You too. You work in retail, so you have a happy holiday, sir.
Oh, yeah. Everything is good. Everything is good. I just wanted to weigh in on what you were talking about as far as you and your lady were at Nordstrom.
Sure.
So the funny thing is, I actually work for Nordstrom. yeah. down here in Dallas. I've been there for about a year. I work in men's fragrances.
Okay.
And I get that all the time. I get people that want to come over and do returns, and they want to do return. Like, the thing about Nordstrom, they'll take anything back.
Yes.
So, like, right. I get the people that want to buy 30,000 gift cards and put $10 on each gift card. So everything that you're saying, Blake, is true. Everything is true. So I just wanted to weigh in on that. I hope y'all have a happy holiday. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Justin, now, was that in poor form from the employee to say, no, you can't return here, go over there, just so they didn't have to waste their time?
No, absolutely it was in poor form, because we're taught that you can make returns at any register. Like, the thing is, they don't want you to send the customer up to customer service, because they're so busy with orders and things. So they have the policy is you can do returns at any register. So that, in my opinion, that was definitely poor form.
Thanks for the call, Justin. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Yep.
See, and it's being in the situation, dysfunctional. Felt like there wasn't a team atmosphere.
It's poor form, but as someone who's worked in retail, like, you can't really tell a customer to, like, wait, because you don't want to lose the customer. And I'm not saying, like from a, because I've worked both commission and non-commission retail jobs. And, like, you, even if it's non-commission, you still don't want to say, hey, can you wait a second? Because they might just leave. And you don't want to lose a sale, regardless of whether it's commission or not. So you're in a tough situation where it's the holidays. You expect people that, like, well, you're not going anywhere. You've got to return. Like, you're going to wait. Like, you guys weren't going anywhere.
No.
You came there for the return. You're not leaving without returning that and just saying, hey, I'll just ship it back or whatever, right? So you're not going anywhere, whereas the sale is right there. So from the cashier, I understand it. But if I was the lady needed to have the self-conscious to say, hey, let me see the gift cards. You guys go ahead while I pick out. It's like going to Chick-fil-A and just staring at the menu and being like, you know what? But the dude behind you notes he wants a spicy chicken sandwich and he wants to get the hell out of there. But you're like, how's that chicken sandwich today? Is it good today? What else you guys got? Like, going and not knowing what you want, whereas everyone behind you already knows what they want.
You know what that lady is. She's also the one that's driving to the mall. And she is going like 15 miles per hour under the speed limit in the left lane.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
She's just completely unaware of other humans existing. The whole thing. She thinks her crossword puzzles are made by robots.
Oh,
that they arrive
absolutely.
Just by others doing it. That humans are not the ones Mm-mm. making the world go round. That's her life.
Yeah.
Black and Bell, we're going to talk Bears coming up in two minutes.
This is Cap and Jay Hood
on ESPN 1000.